Wednesday apparently presents interactions at a distance. It starts with a look. Always a look. I can see it in your eyes. Seems cliched, but it's so true. You can tell what it is to be wanted solely by looking into your unbroken gaze. As your hands start to move, independent. Need to explore in order to verify that you're not just a fantasy I've had. Oh. You steal me of sense. You rob me of civility. And I stand here. You, and all I want to do is show you this, make you watch this. No, this is your fault, that I strain out in the world, that I claw the buckle of my pants. Zipper let loose so that you can witness. But I don't want to scare you off. I don't want my intensity to steal you of the comfort we have. The ease that exists between us two. Desire goes. How deep I'll push my desire into you when the time comes. But still respecting you. Still wishing you would lust for me as deeply. Oh, as I lust for you. So I watch to see if you will undress for me, wishing to see you. realizing precisely what beauty looks like. Knowing once you're naked in front of me, two things will be abundant and apparent. That I will be able to define sexuality, and that I will not be able to resist. Oh God, do you hear how hard you make me? Do you know how desperately I am to touch you, to taste you, to tease you? Oh, to hear you moan my name. Whatever honorific serves you best, whatever words turn you on. A collaborative effort. A dance done in the dirtiest, most primal way. Fuck. Satisfaction I will draw from your every orgasm, from your every clutched fist, from your every fingernail dug into my flesh. For every time you call out for a deity that can't save you from me. Oh, can you hear that? Can you hear how hard you make me? Would you lick the generous pre-cum that rolls over my knuckles? Where does it belong? Would you want to taste it? Or would I use it to soften up how hard I would push into you? Take it off. Take it all off. Show me how ready you are for me. Oh, fuck, I want to see it. I want to see the body I'm going to make quiver. I want to see the parts of you that I'm going to tease until you explode on me, until you grab at me, until you tell me that you're gonna come. I need to know. I need to see. I need to look you in the eyes as I fuck all semblance of civility out of you and replace it with a lust. Oh, with a deep desire. With a romantic affection. With a longing that belongs in poetry and song. Oh, look at you. God, how magnificent you are. Oh. The way you look, the way you touch, the way your mouth lingers, trying not to moan, but the shape of it betrays you, doesn't it? The way you touch yourself. Would you watch me? Would you want to look at me? Would you want to watch me fuck myself into a crazed, animalistic drive? Would it inspire you? Would it make you crave me? Would you want to taste me as deeply and often as I wish to taste you? Oh, would it make you fight me to remove my clothes as savagely as I'm going to fight to remove yours? Does it overcome you so deeply that you is in your mouth. How could you not want to touch that body? Oh, if I were you, I would never take my hands off of myself. Oh, knowing how good I could make it feel. Knowing how beautiful it is. Knowing... Oh. Just here, just looking, just understanding you, oh, just knowing, oh, deep in my heart, oh, that this raging hot cock is your fault. You inspire it. You cast a spell. Brings it into existence. You make this feel this way. You make it this way. Just with a look, with a glance, with the way you fit into those clothes, the way you shake those hips. Oh, God, it feels so good. Oh, it feels even better. Oh, knowing that you're thinking about me, thinking about you, lusting for you. Oh, and hoping you'll lust for me. Speed up as you watch me. Speed up as you hear me. Speed up knowing if it were my hands, they would move skillfully. Oh, they would have learned your body. Every inch of it. Every sensitive spot. Every trick to drawing you closer to orgasm. Every way of making you scream and moan. Whether it be bites and bondage, or subtle sucking, and a vibrating tongue buried in those sweetest of spots between your thighs. Look at you. About you. I write to you. I prophesy our sexual escapades. I imagine taking you when I want. I imagine I imagine fulfilling your needs. Making all of your desires. Come to life and seeking no reciprocation. Hoping and praying that I would be so fucking good at fucking you that you couldn't help but fuck me right back. You want to, don't you? Yes. And so I cross the distance between us. I can't fight it anymore. I waited as long as I could. But memorizing every ridge of your nipple with my mouth as I push you up against the wall, part your legs as I lift, bury my cock inside of you. Oh, and you would love nothing more, wouldn't you? Oh. In hopes, in lusts. In the desires of all things. In the way we move against one another. In the way you look me in the eyes and bite my lip as I slam my hips into your... Oh, God. Heavenly. Glorious ass. Oh. What will I not do would be a simpler question. What would I not please? What would I not like? Where would my fingers not go? What would I not push my cock into? Throbbing and dripping with pre-cum. Fuck. Oh. Driven to the edge of madness. If madness leads to desire. Oh, look at you. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I will give unto you a gift of my own desire, my own obsession, fuck, my own need, want, beyond words, beyond actions, small sounds and flashes of color, pain mingled with pleasure, both enacted at the same time, both given over to ways. Oh, God, look at you. Your hands should be on me. Your tongue should feel me. Have they not constructed temples and made sacrifices of orgasmic euphoria to you? And so, it mingles. The want and the need, the beast and the beautiful, desire. And divinity. Oh, take it. Feel it. Own it. Yes. Oh, and I want you to take all this. Simply continue in this place together, a continuation of perfect lust. Distance I ever want to be from you.